I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. Few words in the English language capture our attention like the word fire. If it is not stopped, fire will devour everything in its path. It is relentless. The more it consumes, the more unstoppable it becomes. Fire breeds fire. It cannot be satisfied. And this is the image that Jesus chose to convey the nature of his love for you. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. Among Moses' final words to the Israelites were these. He said, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God." Jealous. God will not be content until we find our rest and satisfaction only in him. And consuming. That fire removes all that is base and unworthy in us. The incarnation, the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, brings the fire of divine love into intimate contact with human nature. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, which votive Mass we celebrate today, holds up for us his human heart, which is inflamed by its closeness to the divine love. And that is a flame that desires to spread its influence with all that it touches. Think about the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Did not our hearts burn, they said. Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road? And this, my dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, is the effect of being close to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, unless pride and obstinacy become as though a fireproof shield. At Pentecost, tongues of flame touched the disciples. And the Eucharist, which we will be blessed to receive at this Holy Mass, feeds that flame. A flame of charity that has burned through the centuries, a flame that can never spend itself. The heart of the Church is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We desire this morning to draw near to that flame so that we'll burn away all that is unholy, pride, selfishness, a worldly spirit, because the sincere disciple desires that these things be purged away. So I offer for your consideration three intentions with which we might approach the altar this morning as we prepare to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. The first is that we would be refined in the fire of divine charity. In the imitation of Christ, we find these words, "I offer to thee, Lord, all the sins and offenses which I have ever committed. Since the day when I could first sin up to this moment, that you would burn and consume them in the fire of your charity." Even though sin has been forgiven, it can nevertheless influence our lives, and so we desire that even the stain, the residue, the memory be burned away. So this is the first intention, that we would be refined in the fire of divine love. Secondly, O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. Through the reception of the Holy Eucharist, we desire to become more and more in some measure like Jesus, and so to become more and more like God. But this is a big idea, a very big concept to become more like God. So let's give it some particular expression as we desire to follow the Master. And one way that we can make, or grace will make, our hearts more like His is that we would love those who are difficult to us, those who reject us, those who resist us, as Jesus Christ loves them, and to pray for their pardon as He did. So secondly, make my heart like unto thine. And third, that our hearts would light other hearts. St. Augustine said that no one can kindle another unless he is already ablaze. We cannot give what we don't have. Our desire as we receive the Eucharist this morning is to pass along that fire of divine charity which Jesus has instilled in our own hearts because of his great love for us. Caritas Christi urgit nos. The charity of Christ urges us, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus is our refuge and our strength, and Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist, is that divine fire within our hearts and souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.